To make matters worse, his favorite, and apparently only, topic was himself. She'd been trapped in this booth with him for half an hour, and she was fairly certain she could write his biography for him, right down to when he spoke his first word and completed his potty training. She glanced across the restaurant, trying desperately to catch someone's, anyone's, eye, so that she could send out some sort of signal for help. Keeley was the first to glance her direction. And God bless her, the sharp woman honed in on Penny's dilemma fast. She watched as Keeley walked across the room and whispered something in Luca's ear. He shot a look Penny's way, and she sent the same telepathic plea for help to him as well. He and Keeley walked over to the booth.
"There's the birthday girl,"
Luca said, giving her a brotherly kiss on the cheek.
"Didn't have a chance to say hello yet, just got here, was tied up at the worksite."
"That's okay," Penny said. "I'm just glad you made it, Luca," she said, pointing to David. "This is my neighbor, David."
"Nice to meet you,"
Luca said, shaking hands with the man.
"I was hoping I could steal Penny for a dance."
David frowned and hesitated just long enough that Penny could tell he was annoyed by the request. If his lack of conversational skills wasn't a big red flag, this sudden and misplaced jealousy certainly sealed the deal.
"Actually, we were right in the middle of a—"
"I'd love to, Luca," Penny said, hopping out of the booth.
"If you want to dance, Penny,"
David started. "I'll be right back," she lied. She intended to take her sweet-ass time. With any luck, she'd managed to keep a buffer of family and friends between her and her boring date until it was time to leave. Luca led her to the small dance floor Keeley and Liza had created by pushing back a few tables. Gianna had put together a great playlist on Spotify, and Rafe was playing it over the restaurant's sound system.
"Thanks,"
Penny said, remembering her dance lessons from Gage.